Dear John, I beg your pardon, as this letter is so late. Thanks for the papers from Wilkes-Barre, they've caused a great debate. Now don't you let your spirits drop, though Kildress is far away. Charles and Barney, don't forget, they ask for you each day. Mick Quinn is now evicted, he's for Philly come what may. And look out for Frank Devlin, for he set sail yesterday. Now Tom McKenna and his wife took ship the other day. Ned Loughran's quit Killucan, and the Lagan boys won't stay. Well, no more of our problems, so what news can I report? Pat McCullough's married, though his bride is rather short. Bernard Conway's off to Six Mile Cross to sell his mare today. He hopes she'll make enough, if so, he'll soon be on his way. Felix McAleer's in Cookstown, so we don't see him so much. And charming all the lasses, seems he hasn't lost his touch. Now some've no turf to warm the house, no spuds to set next May. And half the men have crossed the sea, for where the wives can't say. Well, Betty Dick's new husband is a middle-aged albeard. They had to hold him hostage till the wedding drink appeared. With prices at the market down, for baccy we can't pay. If it wasn't for me mother, I'd not stop another day. Mary Ann's been called a belle, so oft her head is turned. Can't condescend to clean the house, or get the butter churned. Some's plight this time is quite severe, no stocking nor to plant. So next year surely some will starve, lest Dublin sends a grant. Well, it seems so strange on Sundays to not see you cross the aisle. We hope you'll sometimes think of us with tears or a smile. We're glad that Oak Leviathan brought you safely to that shore. There's little news to give you, so I'll close from Dunamore.